Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf ayin tes, Pesachim 79. Back in the Mishnah on 76b, our Mishnah discussed the laws of eating the Paschal lamb and all other communal offerings when they are brought in a state of ritual impurity. And our Mishnah now is going to explain, and our Mishnah has been, and our chapter has been discussing the characteristics of a Paschal lamb that is brought in a state of ritual impurity. It says in the Torah, with respect to the Paschal lamb, in Numbers chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, Ish ish kiyeh tamei lenefesh, if a person will be tamei, having come in contact with specifically with a dead body, that's what we're talking about. By all other ritual impurities, we're not referring to, because we're specifically referring to somebody who comes in contact with a dead body and therefore cannot become purified in time to bring the Paschal lamb. So under those circumstances, the verse says, "Bachodesh hasheni ba'arba'as or yom ben arba'im yasu otu," that they should push off the Paschal lamb to 1 month later. And so we see from here that somebody who is tamei at the time of the Paschal lamb on the 14th of Nisan is pushed off to the 1 month later. That's called a Pesach sheni. The Gemara earlier had expounded from the fact that it says, "Ish ish," the double expression of man man or person person. That means that specifically a man that is tamei, an individual is tamei, is pushed off to the second month to a Paschal, to the Pesach Sheni. But the community itself is not pushed off, but they do the Rishon, they do the first Pesach in a state of ritual impurity. It's an astonishing law that even though that community itself can bring the Paschal lamb if they're in a state of ritual impurity, there are several prohibitions that a person that they would theoretically be violating if they were individuals. First of all, we know that as the Rambam says in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, that the laws of a sacrifice that is done by a Kohen who's Tamei, is a prohibition and you get death from heaven. So too, somebody who enters into the courtyard of the temple while they are ritually impure is also a prohibition and they're liable for kares, a severe penalty, death from heaven. So too, a third prohibition is that if you bring the limbs and the on the altar, if they are tamei, there's a prohibition. And so too, somebody brings a utensil that is tamei into the altar, into the courtyard, is also going to be a prohibition. Also, the eating of the meat of a korban that is tamei is also another prohibition. Also, somebody who eats not that the meat is tamei, but they themselves are tamei, that is also another prohibition which you get kares for. So we see there is at least six prohibitions which we would be waiving by saying that if the community or the kohanim or the utensil is tamei, they're not going to apply. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Nitma kahal orubo, that if the community or the majority of the community became tamei, then o shayu kohanim tameim, or if the kohanim are tamei, va kahal tahorim, and the people are tahor, yasu betuma, they should all bring the korban pesach in a state of ritual impurity. So what does this mean? Let's just, before we go on to the rest of the Mishnah, what does this mean if the kahal or the majority of the kahal of the community is tamei? So according to the way this is explained, is that if the majority of all the people that came to bring the Korban Pesach, meaning to say that if the majority of the people who showed up, that even if most of the people are tahor, but they're right outside the courtyard, that's going to be considered, they're not within the category of the people who make the Pesach. It's just if the majority of the people who show up to the courtyard that day to bring the Paschal lamb, if they are tamei, then we are able to bring the Paschal lamb in the state of ritual impurity. And so therefore we would follow the majority under these circumstances. Even if it's just a majority of one, the Rambam writes, in the laws of Korban Pesach. And so the next idea that the Mishnah had said, which was that if the Kohanim are tamei, here we see that here it's not the majority of the Kohanim. We need all the Kohanim to be tamei in order to allow the Kohen who is tamei to bring it. And if the community is tahor, then you would bring in a state of ritual purity. But let's say we say nitma miyuta kahal, let's say it was just, says our Mishnah, if just a minority of the community became tamei, or then under those circumstances, ha tahor and osin es Harishon. Then the people who are tahor would bring the first Pesach Lamb on the 14th of Nisan, Tamei and Osin et Hasheni. And then the people who are Tamei will bring the second Pesach Lamb. So under these circumstances, where they say everybody's able to bring the Korban Pesach if the majority of them are in a state of Tamei or if the Kohen is. And so even if the Kohanim, who are the ones who are Tamei, they were going to view it as though it's a status that allows the entire community to bring in a state of ritual impurity. Just the fact that the Kohanim are Tamei. We see from here, this is a very, very powerful spiritual idea, that even though under these circumstances, you might have thought, okay, well, if one person can't bring in a state of ritual impurity, for sure that if the entire community is in a state of ritual impurity, we wouldn't be able to bring it. But we actually say the opposite. We're saying that if the entire community is in a state of ritual impurity, and actually our space, our tradition is going to make space for everybody to be able to bring it, that's what's necessary. That otherwise we're going to go down this vicious cycle of never being able to be in a state of ritual impurity. So we make the space for the entire community, which we wouldn't necessarily have. And so this is the astonishing idea of that if the majority of the community is Tamei, then actually we're able to come closer to God, and that we're all going to pull each other together.